You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne accountant Yi Kai thought she'd met every requirement when she helped her mother apply for a parent visa nearly 3 years ago. With a well-paid job, the 25-year-old easily met the government's income requirements for sponsoring parents and was confident her case was nearly at the top of the queue. But earlier this month, the Turnbull government suddenly changed the rules.
I feel so hopeless now. All my hope, my 3 years' time waiting has been wasted.
Under the old rules, a single person who wanted to sponsor his or her two parents needed an annual income of around $36,000. Now, the same person needs to prove annual earnings of $87,000, and a couple sponsoring two parents needs a combined income of $115,000. Yi Kai says she will not meet the new requirements and expects to be rejected. And she's not the only one. Three migration agencies in Sydney and Melbourne have told SBS they've been inundated with calls from hundreds of concerned clients in the queue. They say many have been waiting for years. Jan Kirk runs the New Stars Migration Agency in Melbourne, dealing with largely Chinese clients, including many parent visas. He's involved with an online petition to reverse the change, a petition that now has more than 10,000 clicks. Mr. Kirk argues the government has changed the rules for thousands of migrants already waiting in Australia's long queue for parent visas.
It actually affects so many applicants who actually have been in queue in the visa queue for 3 or even for like normal parents visa for like 7 or 8 years. They have planned everything on previous requirement, and this sudden new change have been imposed on them directly.
Social Services Minister Dan Tehan, in a statement to SBS, says the government only wanted to ensure newly arrived migrants had the financial capacity to support themselves. He says the changes will not be applied retrospectively and only came into effect on April the 1st. So why are those in the queue affected? Right now, there's a wait of around 3 years for the most common contributory parent visa, although some parent visas, like the non-contributory parent visa, have waits up to 30 years. Most of that time, the case is with the Department of Home Affairs, which runs background checks on the parent. Then, usually once the department gives approval, the sponsor, usually the child in Australia, is invited to send a so-called assurance of support letter to Centrelink to prove he or she meets the income requirements. The sponsor also puts down a bank deposit to cover any welfare payments the parent might need. The change will not affect those who sent their forms to Centrelink before April the 1st, but tens of thousands in the queue are yet to lodge that key document and will face the changes. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia's Mary Patetsos says migrant communities are concerned, particularly the Chinese and Indian communities, forming the bulk of parent visa applicants.
What I'm hearing from communities is that they're really concerned that the goalposts have changed, that the conditions upon which they thought they were engaging to bring their families to Australia are now different.
The changes are already in force and did not need legislation to pass Parliament. But SBS can reveal the Greens will try to reverse the measure with a disallowance motion when the Senate resumes after the budget next week. Green Senator Nick McKim says the existing guarantees are enough and the government is trying to cut the rate of migration by stealth.
Well, we're getting a lot of feedback on this issue and people are telling us that it's already too expensive and takes too long to bring family members out to Australia so families can be together. And these changes will only make it worse. They will make it more difficult and more expensive to reunite families in Australia, and that's why the Greens will be moving to disallow this when the government tables it in the Parliament.
Labor has criticised the change as an attack on migrant families, but has not committed to a disallowance motion. Senator Nick McKim says he's confident there are enough senators on the crossbench for his motion to succeed as long as Labor signs on.
Labor are making all the right noises on this, but they've yet to come out and categorically state that they will oppose these changes. So we're moving to disallow these changes in the Senate, and we genuinely hope that Labor will join with us and enough of the rest of the crossbench so that we can disallow these changes.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.